The Lord gave me this scripture this morning. I believe that there is a crossing over coming for us as a church, as his bride. And I believe that that crossing over comes by faith. This is Romans 3. None is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Verse 20 says, "For by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin." And I felt really convicted this week of feeling like I have something to offer inside me, who I am, apart from him, something good. That I am people's salvation, that I... But verse 21 says, "But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness." And I believe that we are going to cross over by our faith. The revival that we've been praying for is coming when we release all and anything that is left in ourself that we're holding on to. That unity comes from the Spirit when there's nothing left of ourself. Nothing. The wine does not come from a part of the grape. The grape is no longer, and everything is pressed out of it. A dead person in a grave, you have no expectation that you're going to have a conversation with them. There's nothing left. And I have parts of me that I think are still alive or of worth. That all has to die. And when that happens with all of us, when we have that fullness of faith that it's all him, because what is required is perfection. He is preparing us to rule and reign on his throne. And what's required is perfection, righteousness. And so I was just really moved this morning about the revival that's coming, that happens in the complete death and the complete unity of us. There is no hopelessness. There is no sin that we have that he cannot and has not overcome. So,
Amen.